A settlement reached yesterday has put the Kinnick Arm Bridge project back on the short-range list of the Anchorage Transportation Plan. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The preliminary hearing was scheduled for 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, but it was about 40 minutes later that Superior Court Judge Sen Tan began the proceedings. Immediately, Richard Payne, one of the attorneys representing the cities of Houston and Wasilla, said the preliminary hearing was unnecessary, at least for the present.
I think we have a settlement.
In June, the Anchorage Metropolitan Area Transportation Solutions Policy Committee voted to move construction of the Kinnick Arm Bridge from the short list of preferred projects to a long-term status. That change meant work on the bridge would probably not start until 2018 at least. The cities of Houston and Wasilla sued over the new status. They said their communities were not notified of the possible change and did not have an opportunity to respond. The Kinnick Arm Bridge and Toll Authority, the state agency overseeing the project, joined the lawsuit. It was directed against the Transportation Policy Committee and its members. The judge asked Payne to summarize the tentative agreement.
General terms of the settlement is no one's admitting fault, no one's admitting they were wrong, but what we're doing is they're agreeing to rescind the vote from June, so that will go away completely.
One of the attorneys for the defendants, Jeff Stark, added to the settlement summary.
The one other provision I would mention is that the policy committee will rescind. What happens next after that is up to the policy committee to decide. If they decide that they want to revisit this issue, they will give 30 days notice and opportunity to comment.
The committee membership will have changed by at least one member. Current Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan replaces Acting Mayor Matt Klayman. Sullivan backs the bridge project. Klayman opposes it. Payne says that's just one of the factors that have changed should the committee revisit delaying the project.
They have a different governor, they have a different mayor, and they have federal deadlines that they're up against. We could actually get a bridge, and I couldn't be happier. Build the bridge.
The Kinnick Arm Bridge project itself faces other challenges beyond its priority listing. The latest estimates for the project's cost are about $680 million, with funding sources yet to be found. And future federal decisions on the habitat needs of the endangered Cook Inlet beluga whale could also affect the bridge's cost. This is Len Anderson.